Good morning, good morning. Orisel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of Micah, and we are in Micah chapter 3. So let's see what we can, the Lord instructs us and teaches us and counsels with. So we're going to read first verse 1. It says, "And I said, Hear now, hands of Jacob, and the rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice? You who hate good and love evil, who tear off their skin from them and their flesh from their bones." So in that case, the leaders of Israel were doing horrible things. And so Micah points it out what they were doing, because the rulers exist, or they were to be there for the people, or not the people. Yeah, the rulers needed to exist for the people and not the other way around, not the people for the rulers. And so they were taking advantage of them. They were doing horrible things. We'll read verse 3. It says, "Who ate the flesh of my people and strip off their skin from them, break their bones and chop them up as a pot. As for the pot, and as meat in a kettle." So they were doing all these things, and perhaps this is a presentation of how hard it was for the people to live in that time of Micah, where the kings that were governed were evil, such as Goldad, Ahaz. They were evil rulers, so they're probably doing all these things and even more. And so Micah probably just wanted to point out what they were doing and see and let them know why God was not hearing their prayers, was not hearing them. On verse 4 it says, "Then they will cry out to the Lord, but he will not answer them. Instead, he will hide his face from them at that time, because they have practiced evil deeds." So the priests wanted God to hear their prayers. So as it says in Numbers 26:5, let's go there. Numbers 6:25, it says, "The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you." You probably have heard that verse in songs and other pastors preach. So the people here in Micah, the priests wanted to be heard by God, and God hid his face from them, even though they wanted God to to hear them. So verse 5, it says, "Because they have practiced evil deeds, thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who lead my people astray. Then they have something to buy with their teeth. They cry peace, but against him who puts nothing in their mouth, they declare holy war." So the prophets, the false prophet that were prophesying, they wanted peace for them, but God was not hearing them. And then verse 6 it says, "Therefore it will be night for you without vision, and darkness for you without divination. The sun will go down on the prophets, and the day will come dark over them. The seers will be ashamed, and the diviners will be embarrassed. Indeed, they will all cover their mouth, because there is no answer from God." So as the seers and the diviners and the false prophets, they were prophesying good things to them, but God was not hearing them because the hearts of the priests and the leaders were not with God. And so God hid his face from them, as we read in verse 4. And so verse 8, it says, "On the other hand, I am filled with the power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and courage to make known to Jacob and his rebellious act, even to Israel, his sin." So in this case, Micah was filled with the power, with the Spirit of the Lord. So in those instances, the Holy Spirit was not abiding in all the people as it is now in the New Covenant, in the New Testament. And so the prophets were used to expose sin. And also, Micah was confident that he was a true messenger of God, that he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that he walked right in front of God, that he was heard by the Father, that he was bringing, he was exposing sin to other people. And now let's read what it says in 1 Corinthians 14:3, and this is what the prophets nowadays should do. And it says, 1 Corinthians 14:3 says, "But one who prophesies speaks to men for edification and exhortation and consolation." So this is what the New Testament, the prophets should do. Not so much exposing sin, although it's not a bad idea, but they're now supposed to exhort, they were supposed to edify and counsel people. Okay, so those are the duties of a new prophet. So let's read verse 9. It says, "Now hear this, hands of the house of Jacob and the rulers of the house of Israel, who abhor justice and twist everything that is straight, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with violent injustice." So Micah was heard by the people. And so let's continue reading. Verse 11 says, her leaders pronounce judgments for a bride, her priests instruct for a price, and her prophets divine for money. Yet they lean on the Lord, saying, it is not the Lord in our midst. Calamity will not come upon us. So there they were not expecting God to judge them, but God was going to judge them. And he brought judgment against them from those evil kings that were ruling, until the king of Hezekiah, who was right in the sight of God. And verse 12, it says, "Therefore, an account of you, Zion, will be planted as a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of ruins, and the mountains, and the mountain of the temple will become high places of a forest." So Jeremiah 26, 17 and 19, we're going to read. And this is what Jeremiah said about Micah. He was heard by God, but Amos and Hosea and Jeremiah were not heard by the people. They didn't reconcile with God, but Micah, yes, they reconciled to God. And that was hundreds of years after Amos, after Hosea, after Jeremiah, that the people of Israel reconciled to God. And so in Jeremiah 26, 17 through 19 says, "Then some of the elders of the land rose up and spoke to all the assembly of the Lord, other people, saying, Micah of Moresheth prophesied in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, thus the Lord of hosts has said, Zion will be planted as a field, and Jerusalem will become ruins, and the mountain of the house as the high places of the forest. The Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear the Lord and entreat the favor of the Lord? And the Lord changed his mind about the misfortune which he had pronounced against them. But we are committing a great evil against ourselves. So the Lord changed his mind about bringing judgment to the people of Israel and Judah in this time, in the time of Micah, through the good leadership of the king Hezekiah. And so it was prophesied, as I mentioned, years before. And so it did happen. And those other prophets were not heard, but Micah was really heard. So what is the point of this that I will gather, that I will understand, is that we ought to obey our leaders. Yes, we ought to follow them. In the Word of God, it says we ought to follow our leaders. We ought to obey them. And so in this case, the leaders will be the priests, the king, but they were doing evil. So since we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, we ought to live through the Holy Spirit, living with confidence that He will guide us in the right direction and bring us closer to God, and not to ourselves, not to be puffed up, not to brag, and not to do, of course, evil things. And we have to follow leaders and obey them, for this is good. And so I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope you have some time over to read Micah chapter 3 and see what the Lord instructs you, teaches you, and counsels you with, as it says in Psalm 32:8. So have a wonderful Thursday. Stay encouraged. Stay uplifted. Bye-bye.